loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Welcome back. This Week in Waukesha with your host, Alderman Don Brown, coming to you live from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. We'll tell you more on that. And that was the Beach Boys being true to your school. And like the song, Pascual Rodriguez could tell you with confidence that his charter school when he was at Bruce Guadalupe was the number one charter school in the state. And he's looking to replicate that same success here in Waukesha with our La Casa de Esperanza. And Pascual, you mentioned too some of the enhancements you want to make too is with sports. And that was,
yes.
And you had quite a career. And this a good segue real quick to I've been talking a lot about our beloved Blackshirts men's basketball team, who had really quite a year. And you know, similar to your story, which we'll get to later, the men's basketball team lost 60 straight conference games. They finally pulled it together last year and had a winning season. They broke the losing streak and had a winning season, 14-8, made the playoffs, won their first playoff game. And then this year, they were lights out, winning the Classic 8 Conference, one of the toughest conferences, athletic conferences in the state. And they lost a heartbreaker last Saturday to Racine Case. They're one game away from making state, but quite an incredible run. Won three playoff games. And this week, the all-conference accolades were announced, and all the starters were recognized. And Tyron Cook was, well, let's see, Brady Hennis and Tommy Glenn were honorable mention. And Daniel Robinson was second team. I believe Marshawn was second team. I forgot about Marshawn. I apologize. But Tyron Cook was first team, and he's also announced Conference 8 Player of the Year, and only a junior who's already surpassed the 1,000th point mark in his career. So congratulations again to Bo Richter. And one of Bo's assistants, Coach Montez, was also recognized as an all-conference coach. So congratulations to him on that honor. He's been involved in coaching for more than 20 years. So many congrats. But anyway, back to Pascual. We were talking about the importance of sports and the other extracurricular activities, music, the arts. And sports was a big influence on your life.
Yes.
In helping. And Pascual came very close to making the majors. And an unfortunate knee injury, it had pretty much put that career to an end. But you reinvented yourself in education and became a very accomplished principal and administrator. Can you share some thoughts on that real quick?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reminding me that I'm not making millions of dollars a year, but that's okay. It's, you know, money doesn't
touch millions of lives. How's that?
And so, this really goes back to the early 1980s, mid 1980s, when my wife and I, Caroline, hopefully who's listening, and my kids as well. But at that time, my girlfriend and I, we were attending St. Patrick's Church, and we joined a group called Youth for Jesus, and we did some ministry work there. And I worked with a lot of kids who kind of came to, were around some of the environments and were raised in some of the same similar environments that I grew up in, which I won't get into at the moment. And I enjoyed that. There's something about that was fulfilling to me. And when my career ended in baseball, it was a trip to MATC where I went to drive my girlfriend who wanted to take some courses, and heard a voice at the background. And so without getting into too much detail, that's where it all began. And so I took some courses there, spent 2 years, went to Marquette, got my undergrad, eventually worked at MPS, and went and got my master's degree. And now here I am as an administrator 25 years later.
Wow, that's amazing. And you mentioned your background. Pascual is publishing a book that should be out soon. Has there been a release date yet on that?
Not quite yet, okay. But we're looking at probably late spring, early summer, and right now we're working.
Oh, so close.
Oh, it's close,
okay,
yes. Terrific. It's in the publisher's hands right now,
sure.
So there's going to be some back and forth between the publisher, myself, and our writer, co-writer.
Okay.
Judith Adrian, who's my co-writer in this one. And so we'll go back and forth, and hopefully once the book cover is completed, we'll send it out, and hopefully within the next several months.
And I was honored, Pascual had asked me to run my eyes across the book as well, to do a sneak read and make some comments, and was blown away. Like I said, I've known Pasquale as long as I've known my wife, Melissa, and he's always impressed me. Like, I'd watch him lead the kids in the Pledge of the Allegiance in the morning drills, if you will.
Yes,
and
yes.
He's somebody that's a very, you know, very impressive figure, a leadership, a great male role model for our kids. And you look at him, and the impression you get is that he came from a really close, real tight-knit family background. And you read his book, and I encourage you to. It's more of a how-to for teachers, right? A coaching, a self-help kind
Correct.
Of.
Yes.
But you, that was not the upbringing that you would have pictured Pasquale Rodriguez to have grown up in. And I know you don't want to give the whole book away, but if you would, if you don't mind making a few comments on that,
sure.
As you're comfortable.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it's one of those that life teaches you some lessons. And as I was a youngster growing up in a, and I'll just say this, a highly dysfunctional family, and some of the figures in my life that were missing, not only at home, but as pronounced as home, were in my educational settings as well, that weren't there. And so it prompted me to go into this field knowing that that's not the way things were supposed to be. And so I made it a mission in my life that, you know, I wasn't going to be that parent and I wasn't going to be that educator. And so the book really outlines my life story from, you know, I call it inning right. number one, inning yeah. number two. It's got a little baseball theme
to
it.
Ninth chapter book, yeah.
Correct. The ninth chapter is where it's directed towards educators on a how-to, as you were talking about, through a concept that I came up with. And so really it's a great opportunity. It's a humbling opportunity. It's a vulnerable position to be in, to have to talk about your life story that people don't realize. Uh-huh. As you stated, you had this perception, and that wasn't the case. But I'm honored to have done it in a way that, you know, I talk about my life story, but I also honor my parents as well down the road as things, you know, life comes at you at 100 miles an hour and changes are made and things of that nature. And so. So it's, you know, again, it's a good story. It's, you know, at least I think so, and my wife thinks so, and now Don thinks so, and so I'm hoping others also too. And so we'll see what happens. And teachers can use it as, you know, to learn about some of their kids that they don't know about and make assumptions about them, and how they can handle those kids moving forward.
Sounds great. That means a lot. And you know, and I bring up the sports too because our kids are active in youth sports and in baseball in particular. Our youngest daughter loves softball. Our youngest son is also a great baseball player. And one of my big complaints has really been the privatization of our national pastime, in addition to all the youth sports, but especially our national pastime. And the one thing I loved about youth baseball was that it was affordable and accessible to all the kids.
Yes.
And it was that's what, to me, made it truly the great American pastime. And we're going to come to a break. So when we come back to that, I want to make a couple points for Pasquale to comment on. And so we're going to go to a quick break now, but stick around. More to come this week in Waukesha with Pasquale Rodriguez of La Casa de Esperanza. Don't go away.
Football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl.